This week, the Fed raised its short-term interest rate for the second time in 10 years. Mortgage rates ticked upward just a bit, and average American household credit card debt clocked in at a little over $16,000. Not necessarily good news for Hawaii households, where, according to the latest UH Economic Research Organization report, median family income already lags 4% behind pre-recession levels. UHERO Executive Director Carl Bonham joins us now with more from today's Hawaii and Asia Pacific forecast. Good morning, and thank you for coming here. There is so much uncertainty surrounding so many things, given the fact that we'll be facing a new administration, that to, you know, look at our economy, which looks, you know, you can say that it's, you know, reasonably healthy, but still, given some of these other factors that we're looking at, how do you advise people to begin to at first even approach what Hawaii's economic forecast might be?
Great question this time of the morning. It's it's challenging. I mean, you have, while the, you know, the visitor industry, the construction industry are doing well, the aggregate numbers, total personal income is rising and rising. Probably 2015 was the best year, as we've talked about in the past. The growth rates are fairly elevated. Inflation rates have been low. Interest rates have been low. But then you've got, you know, some overhang of people who haven't reentered the labor force. You know, you've got people who are working, more people working part-time than would like to be. And you've got the issue that, you know, median household income has lagged behind, which is a symptom of it, basically income inequality, where the growth that we're seeing is mostly at the top of the income distribution. And this is not new, right? I mean, the numbers that we're talking about basically have been flat since around the late 1990s, early 2000s. And that's true in Hawaii as well as the rest of the country. So, I mean, the outlook is positive in the sense that when you have strong overall income growth, it does help to pull everybody up. At the same time, it's been much slower than you would like to see.
And still lagging, which seems to be the real part of it. As we've talked about many times, without being able to predict with any sort of certainty at all, what happens as we begin to hit the next recession, and looking at whatever preparations people should be considering now, given where the Hawaii economy is, given all the uncertainty going forward, is there anything that you think is an absolute must-do now as people consider what they may be seeing outside their window when they're seeing a lot of building and they're seeing that things are a little bit rosier than they have been in the past, so that they don't get caught when that eventual recession begins to happen, or at least when a decline begins to happen?
Well, so when, you know, we're not forecasting a recession. You know, it's a topic. I mean, we're not really on a recession look or watch, if you will. We foresee growth slowing, mostly as, you know, we've got several more years, I think, of pretty robust tourism growth, as we're adding quite a bit to the visitor plant. We've got several more years of modest growth in construction activity. You mentioned the, you know, rising credit card debt. I mean, the primary thing that people have to do, essentially in preparation for the next downturn, which will happen, right? It's going to come, and we talk a lot in this report about the various things that could cause that, whether it's the Fed raising interest rates too fast because of too much fiscal stimulus, or the currency strengthen. You know, the dollar becomes so strong against foreign currencies that basically visitors stop spending, or we stop exporting from the U.S., all those things that could lead to the next downturn. One of the key things going into a downturn is not having too much debt. In other words, as your income stagnates or your income declines, if you lose a job, the more debt you carry. And this was the story of the last crisis, was way too much debt on the part of governments, households, et cetera. And if you look at the consumer balance sheet in the United States, it's actually in really good shape. Historically, we have some of the lowest debt to personal income ratios that we've had, or financial obligations. Actually, the Federal Reserve publishes a data series. And while it's true that consumer payments have been increasing as they've taken on more debt, mortgages have shrunk, and overall financial obligations for households are at levels we haven't seen since the, say, 30, 40 years ago, relative to their incomes.
Right. But for buyers who, for consumers who have yet to purchase a home and they're watching the mortgage rates uptick just a little bit, and if they're still carrying a lot of debt, that $16,000 average household debt sounds like, quite a lot when you think about the fact that maybe, there's not going to be that much growth, real income growth for people nationally and certainly in Hawaii. And the fact that, people are using their credit cards to be able to bridge that gap of daily needs. They're not going out there and buying a beautiful piece of jewelry. They're trying to be able to just keep themselves going from point A to point B and
so,
buy the necessities.
So again, it's sort of that issue of what is a healthy economy, and in any sort of healthy economy. So I was just referring to the headline numbers or the aggregate numbers on consumer debt and household financial obligations. And on average, households are in a much better place than they have been in 15, 20, 30 years. But there are that's the average. And there certainly are households who are using credit cards to get by from month to month and racking up more credit card debt. And that, that's a reflection in part of inadequate wage growth, which we're actually beginning to see reasonably good evidence that wages are starting to rise more rapidly. Not as fast as we would like, not as fast as in expansions of 10, 15 years ago or 20 years ago, but much more rapidly than in the last 4 or 5 years.
Carl, if you had to do a reality check of all of this, though, given the fact that there is so much uncertainty around policy, what may happen when we hit January 21st and that point onward, is there something that you think that we should be paying attention to in a different sort of way now, given that uncertainty? Or is the sort of the real takeaway is, look, the economy looks pretty good based on this snapshot right now, but really you've got to look to your own households and begin to slice off debt where you can and to be able to retool as much as you can now, because we don't know what may happen in future.
Well, but that story is always true, right? I mean, it's always at the individual household, individual business level. And is there something we should be looking at differently? I don't think so. I think we just need to be more aware. I mean, basically the idea is that policy risk has increased, and the risk that policies would be bad and has been here for the last decade. I mean, it's been one of our primary focuses on risk, whether it was sequestration or policy at the state level or at the county level. Those seem to be the big Brexit. Take your pick. Our sense is it's heightened now, and so it requires more vigilance.
For the moment, we'll leave it there, but we'll talk next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Economics Professor Carl Bonham is the Economic Research Organization's executive director and one of its founding members. The UHERO forecast for Hawaii and the Asia-Pacific region for 2017 is out today. We've posted the public summary on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.